my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sack.
Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Lethal Joker Incorporated and whatever. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Who's sponsored tonight's show?
We're sponsored by a good pharmaceutical company. Lethal doesn't give a fuck.
They are cruel, calculating killers.
They're also unusual.
But
they're cool and unusual punishers.
They're on your side.
Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
At the Internet Chronicle, we're on your side. Isn't that right?
No.
We just like
Internet Chronicle ain't on my side.
This is the
my side.
This is the playground of the wicked on Hate Radio. This is the black mass at the center of the woods where you thought you were the only one going, and then you look around and you realize that there's the sheriff, over there's the mayor, there's the pastor and his wife.
Oh yeah, we remember that story. That's the old story. Our listeners have, of course, been accustomed to first millennia, or at least centuries.
Now, that guy wrote children's stories. And that was just one of his regular stories. That could have been a children's story. Later in the show.
You think so? You think that was a children's story? I didn't know that.
Well, it seems like it. I mean, I know he authored some children's books, but let's not dwell too much on that. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about Donald Trump Jr.'s indictment and his connections to Lethal Joker Incorporated. We'll have to clear the air because of whatever was been flying around. Stay tuned later for Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour's tips for splitting your cock into quarters.
Oh, that good old... That must be what you were laughing about, reading the cock-splitting stories, huh?
It's pretty funny stuff, but what's not funny is a cock splitting gone wrong. And these are...
Oh my god.
These are lab-tested
tips.
Did
you look that shit up? Look up some bad cock-splitting.
We did research. And
oh my god.
These tips are tested and they work. I was talking to
kid tested, doctor approved.
Do people believe that aliens control the internet? They arrive at this conclusion on their own. I was talking to a guy the other day, and we were talking about the internet and how it's changed people and reprogrammed people, and he says that that's the aliens doing, so that they can control and influence us.
Who was this guy? You just meet him off the street?
He is a wise old Marine who, I know. He's this old guy I know.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a bunch of cool old guy stories, and he believes that aliens control the internet. Now, he is, you know, he was an important person in the armed forces.
He's a good old Marine.
And he arrived at this conclusion on his own. I didn't coax him there. He brought it up, dude. It was pretty trippy, actually, to hear somebody bring up that alien, an old guy, bring up how aliens control the internet.
It's well known in the military.
Well, that's where all the reports come from. They'll be up in the sky, getting chased around by Foo Fighters, dogged by Foo Fighters. And what were the new ones called?
That's who they are, Foo Fighters. Advanced aerial phenomena or threats.
But we call them Foo Fighters here at the Internet Chronicle.
No, I think we should go back to that old Foo Fighter. That's the way to talk about him, honestly.
Were you listening to Traveling Wilburys earlier?
Yeah, we did.
You like that song, Tweeter and the Monkey Man?
I don't know that song.
Well, we'll listen to it a little bit later. It's a long fucking song, dude. Maybe we won't.
It's a long fucking song.
I mean, it would fill a lot of time if that was our goal. But I think we have no trouble.
We can always put that in post.
Yeah. Bloat it up in post with some fucking music and shit that we're not even going to listen to.
Yeah, that's right. We won't even... Fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck you. This is chronicle.su. Donald Trump Jr. Is he just a fixture of the alien totalitarian control? Like, he's there for entertainment, right? Like a puppet for our enjoyment?
Many of them are, yeah. You mean Jr.? I've never really paid attention to Jr.
These stories, you could put these on a mobile above my crib and I could just bat at them.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Facebook is. You just...
That's how people react to that.
Yeah. That's how they're fed their info. They're on their backs in a crib, just...
Yeah, whenever someone comes at me with some dumbass conservative, like, where, you know, this horrible meme type of crap.
You can tell where it comes from.
Yeah, you say, hey man, you need to lay off the Facebook. I don't think you can handle it.
Right.
If you're so scared, I think you're being, you don't need that much Facebook in your life, do you?
It reminds me of in those old-timey movies where they used animals. You could see on the horse's snout where they had just put peanut butter on it, and like it would follow the peanut butter and eat the peanut butter, and it would, you know, like Mr. Ed would look like he's talking or something. And that's kind of what Facebook is. You're just smearing that fucking fake news peanut butter on their lips.
Yeah, they're just puppeting you like a damn horse. You're just, what is that show, BoJack Horseman? Isn't that the same thing? It's like a comedy about the horse who's just a big actor puppet.
He's basically, they're beating a dead horse. Is that supposed to be the joke?
I guess.
And he's a dead old horse. He's dead inside, right? I don't really watch the show. Op Flint got suspended again.
Who's that? It's that guy who does the limousine service?
Yeah. He's been suspended a number of times from Twitter.
What for this time?
Let's find out. Let's get him on the line.
Let's see. Okay.
I'll tell him to call in.
Are we going to get suspended for just harboring him?
We'll find out why he got suspended. We're recording Hey Radio, call in at Discord because we're in Discord. All right. Tell us why you got suspended.
There's nobody here.
I'm texting him, and I'm reading it out loud.
No.
So do you think Donald Trump Jr. getting indicted is going to be groundbreaking?
I think, I think it'll be a source of rage. It'll be, you'll see rage, Phil. You'll have rage down USA.
So he's expecting to be indicted by Mueller soon.
And he's just sitting there staring at his mailbox like, come on already.
Oh my god, dude. He testified that he never informed his father of a meeting with Russian officials promising dirt on Hillary. Why wouldn't he do that? That would be the whole point of getting that meeting.
I know. It's a denial. Just, I mean, he thinks... I think that's, he just thinks if he lies, they'll get him out of it.
Well, that's what he's learned from his father. It seemed hard to believe that the ne'er-do-well son would neglect to seek credit for his expected campaign coup from the father, whose approval he so obviously craves. That, really?
Who wrote that?
How obvious is it? This is NewYorkMag.com. I mean, how can you tell that? And now it seems that Bobby Mueller has obtained proof that it is not, in fact, true. The Trump family lies all the time, of course, but doing it under oath is a crime. Okay, so he lied under oath. That's how they always get him. It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. Donnie.
They got him this time, I think.
They got him this time.
I think they got him.
Oh, dude. He tweeted the word faggot, but it was FGT. And he got suspended or banned or something.
Oh, is it, or who, what kind of person rallying to his defense, right?
I mean, he has 12 followers. It doesn't look like anyone.
Oh, yeah. So this is really, you shouldn't have said that. That's, you can't say that on Twitter.
Remember, you can't say that on television.
Yeah, same idea.
You can't say that on Twitter. And it was the guy's face, and it would be stamped in red on his forehead. Like, he had a huge forehead.
I love that show, dude. That was a great show. It was in-your-face comedy.
It's not like the soft comedy coming out of Internet Chronicle.
It's Nickelodeon comedy.
You remember Salute Your Shorts?
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
How could one forget that show?
It was a sitcom kind. It was a sitcom, dude, about kids at summer camp.
Yeah.
Like, they had all that freedom, just laying around in bunks and like hanging out at the lake and stuff.
Pure freedom.
And I don't know, it seemed real. Pete and Pete I didn't like because they were gross.
You didn't like that? I thought it was great. That was one of my favorites, I think.
It was just too much stuff about sweat and body odor and like farting and like that. You know, I was really glad that I didn't have somebody doing that around me when I was a kid.
I don't remember any of that. That's what I remember Salute Your Shorts being about in the...
Remember
Pete being the one that was kind of more intellectual.
You remember Donkey Lips?
He was
the big fat guy from Salute Your Shorts, and they called him Donkey Lips. Donkey Lips will do it, and they would go, and he'd be like eating slurry out of a slop can, like he's Joey's World Tour.
Oh yeah, that's like this is like our discussion yesterday.
What was it?
About the guy eating slugs.
Let's talk about Joey burying his face in chocolate, and that's how he got his start.
Nutella.
And he had those Mickey Mouse ears on Joey's World Tour.
We were fans of him for months, and we didn't realize he had this dirty, sordid past.
We were the gang. there for a while. He took us under his wing as a video food review podcaster. And, dude ate a lot of chicken sandwiches for us. A lot of drive-thrus. And he would bring it back to his car and eat it in the parking lot at the drive-thru.
Slowly killing him inside.
Hi, gang. I'm back. And then you find out the... It's funny that this is his sordid history. It's not like he Cosby'd anybody. He just...
Well, we haven't heard about anything like that yet.
He did that very self-debasing thing. What is it? What do you have to... What's going on when you do that to yourself?
That's like, what you gotta do these days to make it big, right?
You humiliate yourself and you completely revoke yourself of dignity. Like, that's always... Remember, I made a website in high school and one of the pages had a secret link and it was a video of my ass, like, taking a crap.
And yeah, I remember that. You had to swear an oath that it wasn't you.
Yeah. Or else I would have been in real trouble.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's true.
They want to hook you up to machines. Was that you that shit? Who else would it have been? Where would I have gotten that footage? Is that found footage? That's funny. But, they said that that would be forever attached to my name and my image.
Yeah, they were just trying to scare you, right?
Like, that would have been such a bad thing. That was funny. I had one teacher that could take a joke, but I kind of pushed it too far one time, and she took me out in the hallway. And she bent over, and this was the last season of Seinfeld, and she leaned over 45 degrees and was like, "Jerry Seinfeld makes a lot of money being funny, and you're funny, but this classroom is not the place for it." And I'm like, is she trying to reward me right now with this talk out in the hallway? Because I look down her shirt and like, she's giving me a full view. Like, women know what they're doing, right?
People often don't know what they're doing.
And I'm just like, really?
I've found people often don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, dude, but she's a teacher in a school. It was, it was not a punishment. It was not even, like, a talk that we needed to have. But we went out there and had our chit-chat. I saw her boobs. We went back inside and never spoke of it again. But look, Donald Trump could be in a whole heap of trouble. And ordinarily we could just sit back and laugh, but Leibel Droker is all wrapped up in his... real estate dealings. It's us. It's him. It's his father. It's the Saudis. It's Leibel Droker. Raleigh's got an estate now in both Saudi Arabia and Russia. Did you hear about that?
When?
Raleigh.
About what?
Raleigh picked up another estate. He's not just in Russia. He's in Saudi Arabia now, too. And we're all very happy for him. But, you know, bill collectors are calling and stuff, and you wonder where he gets the money.
Where does he get that money?
Raleigh, I thought you didn't have no money. Raleigh said they wasn't paying you till Friday. How you got a mansion in Saudi Arabia? Dr. Troubadour, as far as I know, is not wrapped up in all that Russiagate stuff.
As far as you know.
As far as I know. I mean...
Just saying that makes me think he might be, though. Makes me think he might be.
Because already everybody else is, right? And he's...
Yeah.
He's the one tapping our knee with his little hammer. Telling us to cough and all that, you know. He knows us all. And he has tips coming up for splitting your cock into quarters like a flower. These are lab-tested tips that are proven at home and known and shown to work. How do you think people get into splitting cocks like they do?
Well, one day, it's just bit by bit, they start experimenting. You never know.
Do you think it begins with sounding?
I don't know what that could be.
That's where you put like a rod in the urethra. And it's like you feed the rod all the way.
That's called sounding?
Yes. It sounds very painful.
Sounds like that's just what they would do.
Doesn't it sound super painful?
Yeah, it sounds horrible. I don't want anything but now you want to think about it.
No. No. It makes me have to change positions like in my chair. So, typically, a quartering. Oh no, this is about coats of arms. Tying coats of arms together. Okay. Penile subincision is a form of genital modification or mutilation consisting...
Or mutilation.
Or mutilation, if you want to get all fucking technical about it, consisting of a urethrotomy in which the underside of the penis is incised or cut and the urethra slit open lengthwise from the urethral opening, known as the meatus, towards the base. And the slit can be whatever. They do this a lot in Australia. It's a coming-of-age ritual.
Oh.
When you turned 13, did you not do a penile subincision?
No, man. No way.
Were you split your cock open like a flower?
No way.
It looks like a cooked hot dog. You ever done that? Like, where you peel in the middle?
No, I must have never come of age, honestly.
Great tips coming up on the subject. I remember I first saw pictures of it. Let's not talk about it anymore. Where are we? We're almost at 30 minutes. Maybe we should get around to these tips. And be done with it. What do you think?
Okay. Let's go over through these tips, yeah.
Do you have any news items for us?
I can look at some.
How would
I didn't see much really too interesting today, honestly.
How did it occur to an old man that aliens control the internet?
I probably read it on the only news website that really makes sense.
At first I searched cock quartering, but that's how I found that stuff about suits of armor. And then I searched cock splitting and I found 3 million relevant results. You could really get into cock splitting. You could go back and through these results. I'll go to the 9th page, like the half result down. Split cock cum shoots.
No.
Cum shots porn compilation.
Alright.
Yeah. Of course it would be mostly porn. But where are the communities? There has to be a subreddit, right? A cock splitting subreddit. This is the cock splitting episode. of Radio Hate, brought to you proudly by Lethal Troker Incorporated. Suckin' dicks by the mile. Suckin' big, quartered, all wrinkled up from the hot grill dicks. Alright, let's see here. Here's a picture of a split cock. Oh my god. Oh. It looks like a fucking octopus, and it, like, and like, you know how they shoot ink, like, as a defensive mechanism? It's like orgasming. And blowing a load. Oh my god. Out of this hole at the center. You want to see this? I'm posting it in the chat.
No, I don't want to see it. I guess I got it. Dude, turn... Oh, God, can you cut... Dude, oh.
Isn't that wretched?
I didn't want to see that at all. I didn't want to see that. Oh, my God.
Doesn't it look like an octopus? My God.
Yeah, it does. It looks like some kind of new creature.
It looks like an octopus in the defensive position. Just about
maybe
to...
Maybe a deformed starfish or something.
Yeah, a sick starfish. Maybe it ate something bad. And it got all wrinkled and rolled up like that, like a dead spider. But that was wretched. And it's just squirting that load out, like, with no force at all, it's all it can muster. It's like, sorry, there used to be urethra here that we could use to shoot this through, but you split it into four sections. And now this is what it is. Cock splitting. Jesus, cock splitting Christ.
Yeah. Jesus, pit fox, blood in Christ.
Man, this isn't it.
Is that kind of a joke?
Can the red pill subreddit survive? Returnofkings.com. Tourists, Reddit feminists, rapid growth. What is this stupid shit? Are you on the red pill subreddit? Do you post there?
No, I think I was banned, or I just got tired of it.
I wonder what they're up to now. Are they still like, men are better than women, lol?
Yeah, that's their thing, I think.
The community is quarantined. What does that mean?
Hell if I know.
You ever been to a quarantined fucking subreddit, dude?
Never.
They have a lot of rules here. They say that you're breaking the rules. Okay, here's another rule. Never entertain discussion of exclusivity before you've been fucking her and vetting her for at least 3 months. Experienced guys to 6 months for inexperienced guys. Someone says, I just made this mistake, brothers.
Oh yeah, she's been reading it.
Could you imagine? I'm not quite sure. I'm still vetting you. Like what? Well, I'm still going through your email and making sure you're the right one. I'm inexperienced, so I need to do this for at least another month. So red pill is looks to be every bit as pathetic as I remember it. But there is a whole subsection for split dicks, I think. Anyway, let's get these tips out of here and ourselves right behind them. You ready for Troubadour tips?
Yep.
Dr. Engstrom, H. Troubadour's tips for splitting your cock into quarters. These are lab-tested tips that work. Tip 1. You'll most likely need to sit or squat while peeing. Even still, you'll want to be ready to drop your panties at a moment's notice. and go to the bathroom, or else your junk could leak and possibly get infected. That's a useful tip. It sounds like
great tip.
This stuff is pretty hard to maintain. It seems like hygiene would be an important issue, so tip one logically makes sense that would be the first tip. Tip two, the ability to impregnate may also be decreased, Troubadour writes. Specifically, getting the sperm into the vagina is the challenge with penile subincision. Try to worry less about the end result and more about that moment. This is what you cut for.
What, not being able to perform?
Well, this is performance, right? This is what you had in mind. You're gonna, what do you do at that point? You cut your, you've split your cock open, and then you, what do you, scissor the girl? Like a couple of lesbos?
Like, you're not asking the right guy.
I don't mean to grill you as if you just did this yesterday.
You know, I don't really have the first clue.
And a lot of them don't, which leads us to tip number three. If you're performing this ritual yourself, and let's face it, you most likely are, you probably don't know what you're doing. So remember that the slick can be of varying lengths. It's not like there's a rule. This is cock splitting. There are no rules. But,
no rules!
Troubadour says, this can open the door to a host of infections, as well as sexually transmitted infections. These are practical tips from Troubadour this week.
Oh, yeah.
These are all tips. Well,
they always are. He doesn't mess around with the theory too much.
And, you know, he's always willing to work with the public. It's like you can ask him anything and he's there with a fucking answer. He's got a sheet of tips for you just ready. Like he's already been thinking about it. He's a good guy. So, this is Radio Hate. Kilgore, cock splitting expert. Dude, I was laughing so fucking hard at that earlier. I couldn't keep my composure. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to get through it tonight. I feel like I'm holding in a big deep breath.
Wait, is it over now?
It's,
this feels like behind the scenes talk.
This is Chronicle.su. Radio Hate is the Hatenest. Half hour on the internet. Kilgore, remind the listeners to go fuck themselves.
Right. Listeners, why don't you get out your personal assistant, your PDA from 1990, replace the battery, and give yourself a daily reminder to go fuck yourself.
And then we wouldn't have to do it at the end of every show. They could just have it on their PDAs at the ready.
It's too bad they're dipshits, you know?
That would be a good use for a PDA, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you ever thought about bringing a piece of technology back to life like that? Like an old beeper?
Yeah, 3 seconds, and then I think it's
fucking useless. Alright. It's Hate Radio.
It's like our yeah.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them.
You're more useless than a pager.
You're more useless than a split open cock that can't even squirt its load to a target. Okay, that's... It got ugly at the end.
No, he's got.
Lift up your heart. All will come right. Out of the depths of sorrow and of sacrifice. We'll be born again, the glory of mankind. This is the message to all the states and nations, bond or free. We cannot yet see how deliverance will come. Or when it will come. But nothing is more certain than that every trace of Hitler's footsteps, every chain of his infested and corroding fingers will be sponged and purged, and if need be, blasted from the surface of the earth. This then, my lords and gentlemen, is the message which we send forth today. Lift up your heart, all will come right. Out of the depths of sorrow and of sacrifice, we'll be born again, the glory of mankind. This is the message to all the states and nations, bond or free. Lift up your heart, all will come right. Out of the depths of sorrow and of sacrifice, we'll be born again, the glory of mankind. This is the message to all the states and nations, bond or free.